Audio file lesson 29, Hannah and Samuel. The message: God elects individuals to fulfill specific tasks. The Bible text: 1 Samuel chapter 1, 2 and 11. Verses 18 to 21. The story. In a city called Ramathaim Zophim in Israel, there lived a man named Elkanah. He and his wife Hannah had no children. Every year, Elkanah went with his family to Shiloh to bring a sacrifice to God. Elkanah loved Hannah very much. Hannah cried and she would not eat because she had no children. Hannah's husband asked, "Why are you crying? And why will you not eat anything? Why are you so sad? Do I not care for you more than 10 sons?" Once when they were in Shiloh, Hannah went to the temple. She was upset and prayed to God. She cried bitterly and promised God, "Lord, if you can see the grief of your maidservant and remember me, do not forget your maidservant, but give me a son. I will give him back to you as your servant." Eli, the high priest, comforted her and said, "Go in peace. God will answer your prayer." Hannah returned to the others. She had something to eat and no longer felt so sad. The next morning, they set off early and returned to Ramathaim. God did not forget Hannah. In time, she gave birth to a son whom she named Samuel. When Elkanah was to go to Shiloh to make his annual sacrifice, Hannah did not go with him. She said to her husband, "When the boy is weaned, I will take him to Shiloh and bring him into the Lord's house. Then he will stay there as I promised God." When the time came, Hannah and Samuel went to Shiloh and made an offering of 3 bulls, flour, and wine. Hannah said to Eli the high priest, "I am the woman who stood before you and prayed to the Lord. I prayed for this son and God answered my prayer. Now I am returning my son to God." Samuel grew up with Eli, the high priest. Hannah and Elkanah visited him every year when they came to Shiloh to make their sacrifice. Each year, his mother brought him a new coat. Samuel became a famous prophet. His mother, Hannah, gave birth to 3 more sons and 2 daughters. Suggestions for the teacher. lead in, show the picture to the children, discuss with them what they see, ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. One, how does Hannah pray? Expected answer. She prays from the depth of her heart for a long time. Two, how does Ellie react to Hannah's behavior in the temple? Answer, he is angry. Later on, he is ashamed and promises that God will answer her prayer. Three, what does Hannah mean when she says, I will give him back to you? Expected answer, she will give him back to God to be his servant. Four, what does Hannah feel when she takes Samuel to the high priest to serve in the temple? Expected answer, she recognizes that it was God who gave her a son and she wants to keep her promise. Have the children repeat. One, God answered Hannah's prayer. Two, Hannah kept her promise to God. Three, God also elects us to fulfill specific tasks. Real life application by explaining the following. One, have you ever asked your parents for something that you really wanted? Two, if we are prompted to do a specific task in God's work, we should do it. Three, God answered Hannah's prayers. Four, ask the children to tell of their experiences of how God has answered their prayers. Lastly, repeat the message. God elects us to fulfill specific tasks.